News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
If your kid is being bullied, I say let them defend themselves. So wrote David Coleman in today's Irish Independent. David argues, by allowing kids to react physically when violence is directed at them, you're encouraging them, you aren't encouraging them to be an aggressor, but just letting them know they're entitled to defend themselves. It sounds like a kind of a common sense approach, doesn't it?
I actually completely agree with him. I mean, if somebody hits you, if you were walking along the street and someone comes over and assaults you and hits you, you are allowed to hit them back. You are allowed to defend yourself. I don't know what we're saying to small kids if that happens in the schoolyard and we don't, like, no one wants their children brawling in school. But if you are being picked on, if you are being bullied, if you do have that scenario as your, like, imagine it was happening in your workplace as an adult, you'd find it very difficult to cope with. Yeah. So imagine trying to be a kid coping with it in your daily environment.
We should say, by way of context, the question that was put to David Coleman is, my kid has been bullied. How do I stop him from hitting back, reacting violently to the aggressor?
Yeah. And look, to be honest, you know, I have four kids, and in the realms of time, we you know, kids come across kids who they've had problems with over the years. And I did advise one of my children years and years ago to do this very thing. I said, hit them back. Hit them. I said, hit them once and hit them as hard as you can, because I don't want you getting into a fight. But I do sometimes think that a bully will go at you and at you until that you push back.
Yeah.
And I don't want my child to have the mentality of that they are a victim. I want them to feel that they are able to defend themselves.
It is a tricky one, though.
But it is very tricky. What do you think about it?
Well, I think it's a kind of a case-by-case basis. I think it depends on who's doing the bullying because, I mean, let's face it, there are some people, if you hit them back,
they get worse.
Yeah, it may make it worse. And, you know, like, obviously, we're not trying to encourage kids to be violent. It is just about standing up for themselves. So I would do it case by case basis.
Yeah, I think that's probably a good thing. In the instance that I'm thinking of, I felt it would have been the right thing. Having said that, the child in question, my child, was like, no, I'll get in trouble. They didn't want to do it at all.
Yeah.
And I said,
don't worry about that.
That's what I said. I said, tell them your mother told you to and they can come and I'll deal with that end of things. I think sometimes it is the right advice because I think you don't, like, we know that the legacy of bullying, like, is dreadful. Like,
kids
live with it. And I think standing up for yourselves probably rights that for the person who's on the receiving end.
And I think David Coleman goes into, if it's kind of verbal abuse and verbal bullying, he goes into how to deal with that as well. And he's saying, you know, they should definitely stand up for themselves and say, you know what, actually what you're saying doesn't hurt me and doesn't affect me. And he's saying in that situation, the bullier tends to move on, or the bully, I should say, tends to move on to other people.
I think this is a big issue for parents, and I think this is something that parents really, like, there's nothing that eats away at you more than if you think your child is being bullied. And how to cope with it is, I'd say, something that parents are pulling their hair out over all over the country. Let us know what you think. Is David Coleman right? Do you hit them back? Or do you have any experience of this that you would share as tips for other parents? We'd love to hear from you this morning. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.